yesterday yesterday when we spoke about get mo'ucher, in Taisa Shita that the get mo'ucher is chal on the mo'ucher dikas man, the entire get is chal at that time. So I pointed out that the Lashon Harash mashma that is because it's a chesaron in sefer krisus until that time. Since the shtar itself has the latest man, so it's not a sefer krisus for now. He gives now a shtar get that's mocher. Why is that chal achas man? Because in the words of the shtar itself, it's chesaron in the sefer krisus of the shtar. And afterwards, someone showed me that Rav Nochum Taka says that the Rosh's Hesber is this way, that he makes the diuk that we said yesterday in the Rosh, which means basically that there are two Mahalchim in Taisus, the Rosh Hashita and the Rana Devitva in Get Moch. And that's pretty much what we said yesterday, and we just have a tiny the Messiah lon that Rav Nochum makes the same diuk. It was pointed out that the Lashon of the Rosh at the end is not so clear. And I'd like to share with you a Rav Shach Hesber in the Rosh, which I think is a Kol Yisdika Hesber, which explains, Rav Shach comes specifically to explain the Lashon of the Rosh at the end. Rav Shach begins, though, with a different sugya, a different inyan. There's a halacha in Hilchis Shtarais of Zechiyo Matana, which is in the Rambam at the end of Perek Yud Beis, of Hilchis Tchiyah. So the Rambam says the following case. Shtar Matana, Shekosav Bay Shiikna Plaini Sada Plainis La'achar Misa. A Shtar Matana that says, now this is a Shtar Matana, we're talking about a Shtar Kinyan, which says that the person writing the shtar is makne his soda to ploini la'achar misa. Now, we already learned that there's no get la'achar misa, there's no kinyan la'achar misa. Once a person's dead, after he's dead, he can't be makne anything. The Rambam says, kivan shekosav by zman, if there's a zman in that shtar, ubizman zeh chai hoya, and whatever the zman, the date of the shtar, the person's alive, Hazman Machiach Shemichayim Hiknaloi. The fact that there's a Zman in the Shtar is a Hechacha that it was his intention to be Machne to him from the time that's in the Shtar. Sheivu Haya Bedaite Lahaknis Loi Bishtar Zel Lahachar Misa Loi Hakas by Zman. If he means to be Machne to the person at a later date, so why would he write his man? So therefore, the Paschas the Rambam, this is called Zmanei Shashtar Mechiyach Halav. Zmanei Shashtar Mechiyach Halav. Those of you who learned the 7th Perek are headed in the Afayim Beis. Zmanei Shashtar Mechiyach Halav, which means that if you write a shtar matana, meaning to give a la'achamisa, so it's chal, because this is man, it's chal mechayim. This is what it says here in the Rambam, as much as it sounds be a chiddush, but it's Rabbi Yisrael Shita and Shas that Zman Shashtar Mechiyach. In Hilchis Gerushin, the Rambam writes that if somebody writes a get with a Zman, writes a get that it should be Chal Achar Misa, in the Lashon HaGet he writes that he's Megarish his wife Achar Misa. And we all know, en get la'achamisa, it's not a good get, despite the fact that there's a zman. In other words, by get, the Rambam says, we don't paskin zman yishtar mechiyach halav. So by yishtar kinyin, we paskin zman yishtar mechiyach halav. By yishtar gerishin, the Rambam says, we do not paskin zman yishtar mechiyach halav. And the Ravid, in the Hasagas of the Ravid argues with the Rambam. And the Ravid says, what do you mean? He passed in Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav, he passed like Rabbi Yaisi. And since Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav, a get, which says Lachamisa, but has a date in it, should also be Mechia Chalav, that it really means Mechayim, and it should be a good get. As I state in Ravid. What's Pshan in the Rambam? Why does the Rambam is Mechalik? The Magen Mishnah says the Rambam is Mechalik between Gerishin and Kinyanim. He says by Kinyanim and by Manu we pass in Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav, and by Gittin we don't pass in Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav. Doesn't say why. Needs a Hesber, needs a Svara. Of course, the main thing is we have to figure out a Svara. But even more importantly, the Gemara on Daf Ayin Beis compares Gittin to Momin Beferish. The Sugya on Ayin Beis Amid Beis compares the Machlekes as Mani Shastar Mechia Chalav of Rabbi Yaisi to Harizeh Gitech in Leibasi Mekan Vad Yud Beis Chaydish. So it's a Beferish Gemara that compares Gittin to Momin. So how could the Rambam come and be Mechalik between Gittin and Momin? This is the kasha. What? By get. Therefore. Okay. Good. All right. There are two parts to Rosh Hashanah. One part is a technical part. He says, "I, the Gemara and I in base." So Rav Shach brings that Rishonim ask a stira in Rav. How does Rav paskin by Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav? In Bava Basra, Rav, the Amora Rav, in Bava Basra he paskin Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav. And in Mesechus Gittin he holds Ein Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav. So they ask a stira. So Rav Shach says it's Yitachin, the Rambam holds that the Rav is this Shita to be Mechalik between Gittin and Mamun. That Nachinam, Rabbi Yaisi himself always holds Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav, side by Gittin, side by Mamun, like the Gemara and Afayim Beis. And the Chachamim will argue with Rabbi Yaisi, don't hold Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav, side by Gittin and side by Mamun. That's also true. The Rambam is passing like Shita's Rav. Rav Shita is in Bava Basra by Hilchus Mamin, he paskins Zman Shastar is Mechia Chalav, and in Gittin by Hilchus Gittin, he paskins Ein Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav. So in Meila, we have a Makar for Shita Saramba. So basically, it turns out that there are three Shitas, and we'll see why later that's important. There's one Shita that always says Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav, one Shita that says never Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav, and Rav holds there's a Chilut in Gittin and Mamin. And that we'll come back to. What's the Svara? So Rav Shach says that there are two ways to learn Zman Shastar Mechia Chalav. And really, Rav Shach is saying, I think is more yisaitistic. He says there are two ways to learn the taich of the Zman in a get. When you read the get, and the get starts, whatever, B'shlishi B'shabi, Shleish HaSiyayim, L'chay D'Shadar, B'shnas Tashin Samachay, it says a get. That Zman is the Zman of what? The time of what? You could teach it two ways. You could teach it's the Zman Ksiva. It's the Zman that you write. Like when you write a letter, you write a Zman Ksiva on top of the letter. That the Zman of a get is the Zman Ksiva. It's the time that the people got together and they wrote the get. Or you could learn that the Zman is the Zman Chalois HaGet. When Edom are signing a get, their intention is B'shlishi B'shabi Shloish Asiyayim L'chaydish Adar Arish and Shnas Tosh HaSamachay. When they're writing such a Lashon, what does it say? It's not like on a letter, you have it on the top right hand corner, the date, and then you have a letter. Here, it's in the Nusach, just like a Ksuba, you go to a wedding, you see a Ksuba, what is it? The Ksuba, it's in the Nusach. And again, also, it's in the Nusach. So it's Biyayim Kach V'Kach, Hariyat Muteres, Bukhaladim. In other words, the Shtar Gerishin is saying, on this and this day, the get is chal. Is a chalais again on this day. It's not true. Nothing happens till it's given. Which is always that way by all Shtaris. Shtaris is always written before they're given. It has to be. But, hayois that loy magdim inish pronosal and afshay. Generally, the Zman HaYiksiva and Chasima is the day that it's given. That's usually the way it is. Like Tosfos here says, "Mistama v'yarach araksiva yitin lo." So the understanding is that when Adam sign a get, that it's the Zman Chalais HaGet. And although we're learning Gittin and we learn about people that all do all kinds of crazy things with Gittin, for Lamaisa, 99.9% of Gittin are that way. You go to a get, what do you see? You see a ksiva, you see a chasima, and you see a nesina. So that it's logical to say that the meaning very well could be that we're talking about this man Chalai Saget. Zokhar Shach, in this is totally Shitas Rambam. The Rambam holds the first way, that this man is this man Ksiva. This man is this man Ksiva. Which I guess supposes the normal way to learn by Shtaris, the simple way. What does it mean, Zman Yishashtar Mechiechalav? The meaning of Zman Yishashtar Mechiechalav, like the Rambam is, the way Rashi explains Zman Yishashtar, that why did he write his man, if not for the fact that he means it to be Chal on that Zman? Why did he write his man? That was his Lashon. Rav Shach says, K'moy Lashon Rashi. It's not only Lashon Rashi, it's the Lashon of the Rambam itself. I read to you in a minute ago. A few minutes ago, that the Rambam says, why is Manish Hashtar Mechiechalav? This is the Lashon of Rambam. She'ilu hoya bedaiti lahaknis lo ishtar zel ha'achamisa lo yoya kaisiv v'izman. Why did he write his man? If he writes his man, if he wants to be chalayda, why is he writing his man? So it must be, when he writes his man, why is he writing it? He doesn't need to write it. So something suspicious. So it must be, by ishtar mamin, that if he writes his man, he taka means his man chalois has man of the king. By shtar moment. By a get, why does he write his man? He has to. He has no choice. By a get, the Rabbana made a takana. You must write his man in a get. It's a takana the Rabbana. So the Rambam holds very geschmack. He holds that in a shtar that doesn't need his man, you don't have to write this man. Then why did he write his man? Must be, he needs something special. In his shtar gerishim, which needs his man, which has to have his man, because you have no choice, you must write his man. So you can't say, this man proves something. What is it proof? Chazal said, I have to write his man. Which man? This man ksiva. So Chazal said, I have to write this man ksiva. I'm writing it. It's not mechiach anything. It doesn't prove anything. Could be he is, could be he's not. There's no hechocha from this man. Man shishtar mechiyach Allah means this man is mechiyach. Now it could be he means it, it could be he doesn't. But he wrote La Chamisa. Even by shtar kinyan, it's a very big chiddush man in mechiyach Allah. Because the man who wrote should be La Chamisa. He said, no, it's man in mechiyach Allah, he really wants it right away. So the point is, in the Rambam, it's very smooth. Zman ishtar mechiyach Allah means that the Zman ishtar is haichacha. When is it haichacha? When you could say the words ilu haya bedaite lahaknis lo ilacha misa lo yaya kaisa zman. You could say, why do you write Zman? Masha'en came by a get where you must write Zman. Very geschmack. If you have no choice, you must write Zman. Obviously, this Zman is not haichacha to anything. So shita tzarambam is very good. And if we stopped here, we would have a good pshat of the Rambam. But Rav Shach goes on to explain the Chalkin. Those who argue with the Rambam. What does it mean, Zman Yishashtar Mechiyach Halav? I buy a get, you must write this man? The Rambam holds that this man of a get, that the Rabbanu Masakin, was this man Ksiva. By shtar kinyan, why are you writing this man? Why write this man ksiva? Who cares what the ksiva was? So it must be mechia chalav deri mitzvah tibicha. Yeah. The Ravid, Rav Yossi himself, in the Sugyan Ayin Beis, that holds mani shtar mechia chalav even by gittin. Why is mani echacha? They don't hold like Rashi and the Rambam. They don't hold that it's a kasha, why'd you write his man? Must be. No. They hold mani shashtar mechiyachalov. What they say is mani shashtar mechiyachalov. That's the taich of this man. The taich of his man in the shtar is this man chalois hashtar. The taich of his man in the get is this man chalois haget. So yois, that's the uptaich of the get. Taich haget, the taich when you read this man in the get is on this and this day the get is chal. That's the meaning. Hayyais, that's the meaning of it. So Zman is Shashtar Mechiyah Chalav. So it's Mechiyah, this man Chalois. It's not a lumdis. Why would he write it? It's not because why would he write it. It's a taich. Zman is Shashtar Mechiyah Chalav. It's taich. Zman taiches Chalois again. That's the Shita of the Ravid. And though, that's the Shita of the Ravid. That's Zman is Shashtar Mechiyah Chalav. And that's Rav Yossi. That's the Sugya Rayin days. It's taich man. That's the taich. Taich is man chalos. So we have here these two mahalchim in Zmanish Shtar Mechiyah Chalav. I think usually in yeshiva we learn the first way. Why would he write his man? Must be. The second way is that Zmanish Shtar Mechiyah Chalav means it's the taich of this man. It's just a little better. I don't know how it was in this man of Chazal. Nowadays we just instinctively write his man on everything we do. You write a check, you write his man. Whatever you do, you write a letter to somebody, you write his man. So the way at least we think today, the chacha, why do you write his man, must be, which is the Rambam Shita, it's not just a strong chacha. The Ravid Shita would be a little more mistaver, that Zman Shashtar Mechiyah Chalav means Rabbi Yossi holds the date in the shtar is the date. That's the date of the chalais. Why are you writing the date in the shtar? Why will Chazal Masak in the date in the shtar? Chazal Masak in the date in the get is the chalais again. This is the uptaich of Yenamach Leikis, which is not our sugi so far. Yenamach Leikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. So what's he doing? He's writing a shtar mukdam.
He's trying to do the right thing. He's trying to write the
Alfi Chazal. So he's writing. But if he's writing a mukdam, then it's psul. He has to write the date. If a person asks you a question, let me ask you: if a person goes to Bez and he says, "I want to be megarish my wife in a week," which man are they going to write? If he's doing the Aliyah Shliach, so we have the exception of Daf Yitzchak. But he says, "I plan to do it in a week. I plan to do it tonight." They're going to write today's man or tonight's man? Not only that, if you go to a bed and you want to write an IOU, they're going to write today's man or tonight's man? That's get mocher. That's what we're talking about. That's regardless of why I'm bringing it in here. That's my intention of bringing it the whole in here. Okay, I'll answer you with the second piece in Rav Shach. I think it will answer your question. This is the first part of Rav Shach. Then Rav Shach comes to our sukkah. The Rosh Hashita that we learned, Taisus in the Rosh Hashita that we learned yesterday, about Get Mo'ocher. The Rosh holds the Get Mo'ocher is kosher, but the Chalois is from when? From this man that's in the Get. The Chalois is from this man that's in the Get. So Rav Shach, what's Pshat in the Rosh? Pshat is the Rosh is telling you that the Zman that's in the get is the Zman Chalois HaGet. That's the way it works. The Zman that's in the get is the Zman Chalois HaGet. If a person wants a get to be Chal in a week and he writes it today and he wants it to be Munach B'Kisei for a week, that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to write the Zman Chalois HaGet. It's not what happens if it happened that there was a get mocher. That's the Takarit Rabbanah of writing a Shtar. And he says that's the lashon of the Rush. If you look in the Rush, taka the part that we had yesterday at the end of the Rush, his lashon is kedamrina ba'alma l'kamon dafayin beis manish shtar mechiyachalav. He tzeichen su the sugya of dafayin beis that manish shtar mechiyachalav v'havei kiilu kasev vay me'ayayim v'chinami avi kiilu amal harizekitech v'loy tiskashi arois his man. Just like when a person writes today's date, he's saying, I want to get to Bichal today. Same thing when he writes a week's date. He wants it to be Bichal in a week. So that Zmanei Shashtar Mechiyachalav is Kaich, that the words are words that say when to get a Chal. So that it's not connected into the Rush, it's a Lashon Rush. The Rush says that that's the Zman of a get is the Zman Chalois HaGet. And that is Kavanas HaRush. Now, let's just figure out, if you hold like the Rambam, what is this man that's in the get? This man is this man ksiva. The Rambam holds when there's this man in the get, it's this man ksiva. Not intended to be this man chalois haget. Now, if this man in the get is this man ksiva, so we understand that the Rambam holds a get mo'ukhr is possible. A get, which is a mo'ukher, which is post-dated, is going to be possible because of the problem of Shem Yechapa Basachaisa. Because he holds it can be chal later. It has to be chal bizman ksiva. Because this man is this man aksiva. So the Rambam doesn't hold that you can write a get that it's going to be chal later at the time that it says in the get. So the Rambam holds that the chalois is the zman aksiva of the get. Memela, like the Rambam, it's going to be shayach to cheat a person. I shouldn't say chipoy, I should say aspeiri. It's shayach to cheat a person on peiri. Because you're going to write a get. The zman, the get mo'ocher, is not the zman chalois aget. It's the zman aksiva aget. Memela, the get really is chal from the time that the get is given. You're going to write a get, give it today, it's going to have a week from now's man. Now, Bishlam would like to rush, there's no problem, because it's a week from now's man, it's Takachal a week from now, there's no peri problem. But like the Rambam, that this man is this man ksiva, that really, the chalois I get is right now when I give it. I wrote this man ksiva, it's a lie. I wrote this man a week from now, it's a lie. Today I'm writing the get today. It's a get mocher. It's dated a week from now. It's not emes. The get is being given now. So the Rambam, who understood that the get mocher is going to be able to cheat people for peiris, because this man is not true. The ksiv is today. This man says a week from now. So this whole week we're going to be cheating peiris. So the Rambam holds get mocher is possible. Why is the get mocher possible? Because the get mocher is a lie. The get says that it was written a week later, and it was truly written a week earlier. So the get is a lie. So therefore, it's going to end up cheating people under peiri, and therefore, a get mocher is possible. The Rush, however, says there's no lying problem. What's the lying problem? There's no problem. This man is this man of the giving, of the chalais haget. That's what he wrote. It's not a lie. He wrote it today, and he wrote today, a week from now. It's talking like the Rush, that you can write a lechatchila that way. If you go to a Rav, you say, I plan to give a get in a week. That's what the Rav will tell you to do. Write the date for a week from now. Like the Rush, that's the Zman. The Zman is the Zman Chalais HaGet. So Lamaisa, it turns out that the Machlaikis, whether a get Mo'ucher is kosher or apostle, hinges on the taich of the words in the get. Like the Rush, a get Mo'ucher is kosher. What in the world is the problem? There's no lie. Where was there a lie? There's no lie in the get mocher. The get mocher says it should be chal in a week. So fine, it'll be chal in a week. The Rush holds there's no problem at all. The Rush entices. The Rambam holds. What do you mean? The get mocher is a lie. The get mocher says that it was written a week from now. It was really written today. Since it was really written today, it's really chal today. And what's this business of a week from now? The Geshmak of Pshat in the Machlaikas. According to the Rush, why are we misakin this man? If you can write his man mocher, you're going to cheat him for what? You can't cheat him for anything. Shem Yechapa Basa Chai says this man Mocher is no problem. Shema Peri is also not a problem because the Rosh holds that you're not cheating him because the Peri is Takachal at the time of the Chalais Haget. So the Shtar is telling the truth. So according to the Rosh, there is no problem. And it's a nice Hezber in the Machlaikis, and I got two ways to learn the din of this man Haget. Yeah, how's the Ravid? I was thinking about that. The Rav Shach doesn't go into the how the Ravid will hold. Well, let me just, before I get to the Ravid, Rav Shach gains one more thing with all this. Rav Shach gains another nice thing. He says, Tosfos and other Rishonim all ask on the Rambam from Beferish Gemaras. They ask from Beferish Gemaras that Shtar Mocher is Kasha. Tosfos brings a Gemara, Yesh Nechlin. Get Pashit. They ask, Beferish Gemara is that Get Mocher is Kasher. So it's a Kasher on the Rambam. The Rambam says Get Mocher is possible. They are Gemaras that say it's Kasher. So Rav Shach, 1 minute. This whole Shtikl Torah of the Rambam is gebayt on Rav's Shita. It's all built on Rav, who holds that Yepaskin's Manish Ashtar Mechiach Halav by Kesef, by Mammon, and not by Gittin. That's Taka Rav Shita. Rav holds that there's Man Ashtar exactly the way we explained the Rambam. The whole Rambam is Gebayt on Rav Shita. Does everyone in Shas agree with Rav? No. The Rambam, we said, the Gemara Daf Ayin Beis is not like Rav. The Gemara Ayin Beis compares Gittin to Kesef. So the Rambam will be minded, yes, Sugis and Shas that disagree with me and hold like the Ravid in the Rosh. The Rambam just told to be Mechriya, like Rav. That's Rav Shita. It was just a Rav. But the fact, now you can't ask kashas on the Rambam. Once the Rambam is Maida, that his Shita is dependent on the Machlaikis and Shas, so we can't ask from any Gemara, because that Gemara is not going like Rav. If you find a Gemara with Rav's name, that'll be a kasha. But as long as it's not Rav, you can't ask a kasha from a Gemara, because the whole Sefer Shach, the whole Shita's a Rambam, is Gebayt on something that's a machlokes in the first place, by Zman Yishtar Mechiach. Okay, so this is the Rav Shach's Hezber of the Rosh, really of the machlokes, the Rosh and the Rambam. Now, Agav, the Ravid Shita is a bit of the Ravid Shita was the Geres Chal Miyad and the Peiris from this man that's in the Get. The Chayru, we have a Stiris around them. The Ravid. The Ravid holds Man and Shishtar Mechiyach Alav, that this Man and Shishtar is a Chocha, that he needs it to be Chal on this man. So why does he hold by Shishtar, by Get Mo'ocher, that it's only Mechiyach that he wants to pay me later and not to Get? So that's a bit of a Kasha on the Rambam, on the Ravid. The Ravid holds Zman shall get is mechiyach halav. Why here by get mocher he holds Zman shall start is mechiyach halav l'gavi the peiris and not l'gavi the gerish. Why is that any different than by a regular Zman shall start mechiyach halav? So I don't know. It seems to be a kasha. There's nothing to do with shach. It's damish. It appears to be still in the ribbon. If he holds Zman shall start mechiyach halav, why is it get mocher chalach as man? Only the Gabi Peiris and Miyad the Gabi Gerishi. It's a kasha. Okay. We have one more loose thing from yesterday. And that is, we did not discuss the concept of Eidei Mesira Karati in this whole sugya. In the whole sugya, we didn't say a word about it. The fact that really Eidei Mesira Karati, Eidei Mesira what makes a get, not Eidei Chasima. So here we're making a whole tumble over this Man Ashtar, Takana on this Man Ashtar. And Lamaisa, Eidei Mesira Karati, everything depends on Eidei Mesira. So my question that I asked you yesterday is, Halacha, the way we pass it, Eidei Mesira Karati. You don't need Eidei Chasima. Then they tikkun olam, we write Eidei Chasima. But strictly speaking, a get is kosher without Eidei Chasima. If somebody would write a get without Eidei Chasima, just relying on Eidei Mesira, would he need a Zman or not? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, earlier on Gimel Amud Beis, there's a Chiddush, he's saying Pshat in the Rashbam and Baba Basra. Rashbam and Baba Basra says that Lahal, he says in the case he's talking about over there, that a get doesn't need his man. In a serious character, a get doesn't need his man. So what do you mean a get doesn't need his man? Zot Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you would write a get with Eidei Mesira Karati, with no Eidei Chasima at all, there's no reason to need his man. What are you worried about, Shem Yechap Al Basa Chayisai? The key of my get is with Eidei Mesira, and Eidei Mesira, presumably, know the date. So there's really no problem if you hold Eidei Mesira Karati. Just, you have to remember, La Halacha, we paskin Eidei Mesira, af Eidei Mesira Karati. We paskin that you can use either the Eidei Chasima or the Eidei Mesira. So La Halacha, La Maisa, we always put Eidei Chasima in a get. But they take an island, we do always put Eidei Chasima in a get. And Rebbe Lezer's Maida, af Eidei Mesira Karati, the Eidei Chasima could be used. So La Maisa, this come out no nafkamina. Because La Maisa, every time you have a get bizman hazeh, even though we paskin Eidei Mesira Karati, but since Eidei Chasima is also Karati, so we have to have Zman because of Shem Yechap Al Basa Chaisai, who used the Eidei Chasima to be Mechap Al Basa Chaisai, so the Chashash applies. So in practical words, it's true, Asugi is true, Sayla Rameh, Sayla Beliezer, because Lamaisa, all our Gittin have Eidei Chasima, they took an oil, and once they have Eidei Chasima, we have to be Chayshah Shem Yechap Al Basa Chaisai. Theoretically, though, it's emes that the if you had a shtar that was straight Eidei Mesira, that was Eidei Mesira without Eidei Chasima, that you would not need Zman in the shtar.
That's a great way to get out of Misa.
So it comes out you have a great way to get out of Misa. You write a shtar without a Zman, just with Eidei Mesira, but you're going to be stuck. Because now you're going to have to bring in the Eidei Mesira to be Mekayim the get. And when you bring them in, they're going to say the date. Which is the whole reason you don't need Zman in the first place. Because you really can't be Mechapim. And Rabbi Kivega says, it's Meduyak in the Lashon HaRambam. When the Rambam's Lashon is, when he brings that you have to have Zman in the get, get sheyesh alav edim ve'ein by zman poses. That's the Lashon HaRambam. Get sheyesh alav edim ve'ein by zman poses. So why does he write sheyesh alav edim ve'ein by zman? What's he have to mention the edim for? Get sheyesh by zman poses. So the answer is because get sheyesh alav edim ve'ein by zman poses. Because the Veda Lashon Mishnah, you mean? So that's really the Lashon Mishnah. Lashon HaMishnah on Peivav, Beish Lashon Gittin Psulim, Yesh Olav Eidim Ve'im Bezman. Why does it say Yesh Olav Eidim Ve'im Bezman? If Ve'im Bezman, it's possible. Teretz is, this is so nice. That really, if you're doing Eidim Mesira Dikaget, you don't need Zman. You don't really need Zman. Getcha Yesh Olav Eidim. If you take the option of having Eidim, which you're supposed to do, and Ve'im Bezman, then it's possible. So it's a very nice... It's a very nice deal. This is a Rebbe Kiveger. I looked at Rebbe Kiveger. It's very bekitzer. How did I find a Rebbe Kiveger? Because Rebbe Nachum, he had Tzeichen Zitzu. Rebbe Nachum is Masber, this Havana in Rebbe Kiveger. Rebbe Kiveger was, as I said earlier. Okay, let's move on into Gemara. Amalei Abayla Rebbe Yosef. Gimel Gittin Psulim. This is Havlad Kosher. Mahayilu Chachamim B'Takananta. Since in this is Havlad Kosher, Mahayilu Chachamim B'Takananta. Of the Gemara, Ahanu L'Chatchil Loitinas. There's an interesting Rebbe Akiva Eiger here. It's a tshuva. Akiva Eiger asked the following kasha. The whole takana Shem Yechapal Basachaisai is one. Mina Torah, a person could be Mechapal Basachaisai. He could write a get without man and rescue his wife's life. Rabbanan said, no, you have to write as man. So Kibbeh says, what's going to happen? Lamaisa. Somebody, the story happened, and a person's wife was Mizana, and he wants to be Mechapa, and he's going to go write a get without his man. Mina Torah, it's a good get. So if Mina Torah, it's a good get, so we're going to give Misa because it's a get that's possible with Rabbana? Like, why wants to have a Mina here? The Gemara, the way Rekid Ege phrases it, why does Rabbi Yosef Abaya have to bring the Mishnah of Gimel Gittin Psalm? Why does he have to bring the Mishnah that says, and this is Havad Kosh? You don't have to bring it. Clear straight out. Minatayr is a good get. The Rabbanon, let's say Rabbanon would have said it's not a good get. Rabbanon would say it's not a good get. Then what? If the Minatayr is a good get, Rabbanon is not a good get, it comes to Misa. But he can give a Misa to the Rabbanon? Minat Torah should not have a Misa. Minat Torah is a good yet, without his man. So, why did the Gemara have to ask from a Mishnah that says that B'dievet is kosher? Even if the Rabbanon would have said B'dievet is possible. For Rabbi Akiva Eiger, same problem. A get that's good Minat Torah and possible to the Rabbanon, why would you give Misa based on such a get? Do the Rabbanon have a kayach to say a get? We know a kedushin, they could be mafkiel kedushin today. Because they say kedas moshe v'yisrael. A get, how do you mafkiel get the rice? In parentheses, Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes, maybe they used hefka bez and hefka to be mafkiel the paper. And then the paper is hefka, it's not in the semen. He writes that parenthetic. But this is Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. I saw a very nice Teretz, at least like one sheet that we had already. Now here, you have to help cup because it goes back and forth. The cheshbon. When we started the sugya, the first thing I told you in Get Mocher was the kasha. The Gemara says, "Mimnei matik muzman." What do you mean? You need his man for trisha v'chakira v'yedis. Every yedis needs man. That was the kasha we asked when we started. That of course you need Eidus. The Fidusha Chakira, of course he needs man. So we had a few terutzim. Rabbi Chaim said, Kaya Chashtar, you don't need man. Rabbi Yehuda said, Gittin Kedushin doesn't need Eidus Shatia Chalazima, you don't need man. But the Muki Yosef, what did the Muki Yosef say? Muki Yosef said that Min HaTaira, you need man, because Fidusha Chakira. The Rabbanan were mafkia that chiyuv because of takanas agunais. And they said, you know what? At one point the Rabbanan said we could go without man. But takanas agunais, we don't want to mess up without him. Later the Rabbanan saw a need and they put this man back in. They said, you know what? Because of Shemi Yechapel Basachaisa, Shemperi, you see we have problems. From now on you have to have his man. If you go with this cheshbon, with this like historical seder, Minat Torah needs man because of Jisha Chakira. Rabbanim and Ne'agunai said, okay, we'll do without this man. Then later the Rabbanim said, you know what, put in this man because we have problems with people being Mechapal Basachaisa or Peri, so put this man back in. If you go with that seder, Rabbi Kivegas whole kasha falls off. What did Rabbi Kivegas say? The Rabbanim said, you need man, but Minat Torah, it's a kasher get. Minat Torah don't need man. Minat Torah is a kosher get. How could the Rabbanan, how could you give Nisa something that's a kosher get Minat Torah? But in the Mukhi Yosef, it comes out beautiful. No, Minat Torah, it's not a good get. Eidus needs man, Jushal Chakira. Just there was a certain time in history when the Rabbanan said, Afkin Rabbanan Kedushininei, Rabbanan said, we'll do without man. Now the Rabbanan, because of Peri, well, what are they doing? They're just saying, we're going to ukmeya deraisa. We'll put it back on the din Torah. And the din Torah is that it doesn't need man. That it does need man. So memela, we can give misa because it's back to the din Torah, which is a good get. So therefore, Rabbi Kivega's kasha's answer. Rabbi Kivega asked that how if the Rabbanu would possibly get shein b'zman, you still wouldn't give misa. Torah says no. If the Rabbanu would possibly get shein b'zman, we would give misa because the din Torah is really that it's not a get. It's missing drisha v'chakira, and therefore, when the Rabbanu said, if the Rabbanu would have said it's possible, all right, Gimel get psulim if the evidence kosh. But if the Rabbanu, Rabbi Kivega's kasha was, if the Rabbanu say it's possible, you still don't give misa. No, if the Rabbanu say it's possible, you would give misa. Ukmei deraisa. It's a very nice teretz. I only have one problem with this teretz, and that's why does Rabbi Kivega say it? He doesn't say this teretz. Kivega has a kasha. Such a nice teretz. That's why Rabbi Kivega doesn't say it.
When the Rabbanu went and remade the Tachan of Zman, if you're going to say that they said Okmadi Araiso, they're basically then being a battle what the other Bezdin said. So how could a Bezdin, when the Sama was later, they didn't have Chacham opinion, they can't be a battle what the Chacham originally said. So the only thing they can do is they can tack on to the Rabbanu. The Rabbanu talk about the Araiso, they're putting only the Rabbanu of Zman. They can't put it back on.
There's a rule that one bezdin can't be mevatel the words of a bezdin that's called the minim. So since at some time there was a desire to be machshavim with afkin rabban kedusha minayim, so therefore when the later bezdin came, they're taking an afkin rabban kedusha minayim and they're saying it's rabban and it's possible. But really they can't. What?
It's gone back to the rest, really. Because that's the first day that we're not going to allow this without the rest. We're going to make it to be part next show. So we're really going back to the rest. We're not going back to what the Rabbanu
said. So what we're saying is you're going to go back to the rest if you erase the first Rabbanu.
We're not doing that.
What are we doing? There was Afkin Rabbanu L'Kiddush Minei. And we're being mafkia the afkinu rabban l'kiddush minei. We're dissolving the afkinu. The question is, could you do such a thing? Could you dissolve an afkinu rabban l'kiddush minei?
It's only the opposite. If the rest said that it won't be good, they said it is good,
so
then you're dissolving that. Then, okay,
I understand
that you can't put
the other way. It's the other way. Rabbanu said it's a good get. I'm coming down saying it's not a good get. So I'm really dissolving a get that previous Rabbanu said is good.
But they only did the Karagunas. Now our problem is not a Gunas anymore. The problem is Shem Bat Pesach. That's our problem. So it's not a Gunas anymore. The whole reason why they made it is for Agunas. Our problem is not a Gunas anymore.
Okay, it could be. It could, I think I could see the two ways. It's talking not so pashut that what you're saying. Afkinu Rabbanu means that today, when a man gives kedusha, it says betabazu, betakdas mashiv Yisrael. When he's now thinking of the in between takana. No, he's thinking of today's takana. So even though it's a bezna godlami manu, lamaisa a man who gives kedusha today is not thinking about the previous generation's takana. He's thinking about today's Rabbanu's takana. So there's no afkinu anymore. I mean, maybe they get. The get won't be a good get. Afkinu has to work that in every generation, when somebody says Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, he means Al Das the Rabbanim. He doesn't mean Das the Rabbanim then; he means Das the Rabbanim now. But the Mukiyosu said the reason that the Rabbanim were able to do it is because Afkinu Kedusha Mina. Right? That's why Rabbanim were able to say it's a good get without Zman. We're not turning these Zman. Yeah, but you can't make a one-time takana forever. Unless in every generation they're doing the Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. Okay, I don't want to get hung up on it, but we won't talk about it.
It could be the very same bezin as we're discussing it.
Could also be it was a bezin shagadli then. It all could be. Okay, back to the Gemara. Gazye Luzman di day the Yave Nehelemai. If, well, my, I don't want the word my, it's a little funny lashon. Gazel zman di day b'yavin nehelei mai. If she cuts the zman off of the get, the zman is in the top section of the get, so if she takes a razor blade, she cuts off the top of the get, so there's taka no 12 lines in the get anymore, but that's not ma'akiv, there'll be 11 lines in the get. B'yavin nehelei mai. So my doesn't mean what's the din. It means my, what are you going to do about it? You're coming and you're worrying about making a takana to prevent problems. You're still going to have problems. So the Gemara, Amalei l'Ramai lo chashiva. We're not concerned, we're not chashish someone will do what? That's Ramai lo chashiva. We're not... I'll give you two choices. It's Taich L'Ramai Loi Chashina, unless you're writing the art scroll, right? So you have to put in brackets what you're not Chashishma. L'Ramai Loi Chashina. For a crooked person, we are not concerned. We're not concerned that he will cut, slice the piece off the get. Is that sure? We're not concerned someone will slice off a piece of the get. Is it obvious?
Only that everybody knows that
something is done. Everyone knows. You normally have 12 lines. There's 11 lines. So I don't. I would think that that's not the touch, because. Well, we're gonna have to talk about that when we get to Taisvis. But let's say it's not naked that it was cut. Well, Rashi says that it's a ramos kazesh nikar v'nigla. Obvious. Doesn't mean it's nicker in the get, or it's nicker because there's no zman, because there are 11 lines. Right? Person's afraid he'll be caught with it, with this ramos. So I would just guess that it doesn't mean that the woman wouldn't cut the get. You have to remember, they're telling this woman, they're making a date to hang her. No, they don't hang her, but they're making a date to give a misa because she was mizan. So say, I'm not going to cut off the top line again. It looks pretty bad. It looks pretty bad to get killed also. So Mestam she would. I think Rami L'Chashim means the man wouldn't Yechapa Basachoisai. He'll give her a get and let us say when it happened. One thing. But to go write a get with today's date with the plan of cutting it, I would guess that that's what it means. Not that we're not Chashish. The woman will do whatever she could. She'll even do Mechika. We'll see in Taisus. But the man won't get involved in such a Ramayas. And that's the Chashash. The Taisus here, in Taisus Gazier, brings a Rashi from Yevamis, which does not stim with the Taisus on the Amud Aleph. Which does not stim with Taisus on Amud Aleph. Let's see what Rashi is, and to figure out Rashi's sheet, then maybe we'll leave that for tomorrow. Which means we'll have to review the Taisus on the Amud Aleph again, which doesn't hurt. But let's just see Taisvis. A gazi lizman yavin helei mai hada amar perik dalat achim. The Gemara Yevamos. Gabi b'neimad loy tiknu zman b'kiddushin. Why did they say shtar kiddushin needs zman? Mishum dehechi nevin. What do we do with the shtar? Nilchi gabi dida machkalei. If we leave it by her, she'll erase it. Rather, raya that the woman will erase it, which is the same as gazi almost. Uparechi hachi gerishin nami neimahachi. She'll also erase it. Shani hasam latoldi dokasi, hasam latoldi dokasi. What does that mean? Like my shapir shom bekutrus, the makal like katlin Allah. Rashi there in Yevamis says that if she erases it, katlin Allah going to kill her. The mukin Allah bechas kaseishes ish. Taisus disagrees. Taisus says it doesn't mean that we kill her. She'll think that if she erases it, we'll kill her. But what is Rashi? Rashi, think for a minute. Rashi says, here you have a woman, has a get with his man. She's going to erase this man, now it's a get without his man. She's going to bring the shtar to Bez. What are we going to do to her? She brings in a shtar with no man. So Rashi Katlima, we're going to kill her. We don't know when she was in Zana. Was it before the get or after the get? Why are we going to kill her? It's a suffix. Right? It's a suffix. She was in Zana before the get or after. There's no Zman. She erased his man. Is it before or is it after? It's a suffix. If it's a suffix, l'chayre, Rashi means, you go basa chazaka de meikara. She was an eshes ish originally. So you say the get was given as late as possible. And the meila, we're going to give her misa. Right? That's what Rashi Shita seems to be. You go basa chazaka de meikara. Taisus on the Yomid Aleph said, it wasn't only Taisus, it was from the Gemara, that it's not so. Then when you have a chazaka de meikara, against Chazakas 2 and 3, against the Chazakas the Ashta and the Chesed Kashrus, you don't give a misa. Rashi appears to argue with Taisus. Now Rashi is entitled to argue with Taisus if he wants. Taisus himself says he's arguing with Rashi. There's no problem Rashi arguing with Taisus. The problem is, Tosfos is mukher from the Gemara. Shechapa b'achachais, you'll save her life. Rashi's sheet appears to be that you give her a chazaka d'meikara, and that doesn't stem with the Amarav. So we're going to have to see if there's such an exception to Chazaka Meikara, that when there's a race or there's something suspicious, whether that's an exception. And that, Yitzhak Hashem, we'll get to tomorrow. There's a second question I have. This, I'm sure we'll spend time on Rashi Shita. My second question, I suspect everybody had when you learned the Gemara. The next line to the Gemara, Kosa b'shvua shana chayde Shabbos mai, amalei kasha. If you have a get that has written in it, not the day, just the year, or the Shavua, the 7-year cycle. Mai, what's the din? It's kosher. Mai lucham etakanta, mahani l'shvua dekamei l'shvua debasrei. What's taich? What's taich? Chazal came along, and they said, we know we're going to make this big chicken in the belt. We're going to make zman in a get. You're not going to be able to have rachmanes and basa chayse anymore. And but you should know, you don't have to write the exact day. You don't even have to write the exact month. You don't even have to write the exact year. If you get it within 7 years, that's good enough. The whole Gemara, Omer Darshani, is like a mystery. It needs Hesber. No, it's bothered everybody when you learn it. What's the... So these are the two Nakudas that I'd like to come back tomorrow. Again, as I said, our plan is to get to your class, so please...